Hello, guys, and welcome to the third episode of Discussions with Brandon and Nicole. My name is Brandon, and I'm your host, and I will be joined by my co-host, Nicole.
Hello there.
So today in this episode, we are going to be ranking our movies from least to greatest, our least favorite to our most favorite Star Wars movies. And this will be all nine to the original trilogy, the prequel trilogy, and the sequel trilogy, and Rogue One and Solo. So yeah, are we ready, Nicole? Are you ready?
I'm nervous.
I am nervous as well.
Actually,
I think a lot will come to a shock to people, especially my list.
Yeah, but oh, my list, there are some shocking things in there too. I don't think you're prepared. And also, by the way, disclaimer: Brandon and I have not seen each other's list before making this podcast either, yeah. So we have no idea what we're.
We made sure that. The other person did not hear our hear our list or know our list or anything like that. So this is going to be new to Nicole of my list, and her list is going to be new to me. So let's all get started.
I'm so nervous. Okay. Should we start off with our least favorite then?
Yes.
Yeah, our least favorite.
Yeah. So. Go ahead, Nicole. Tell us your least favorite.
My least favorite is Solo. I hate the movie. I just don't enjoy it. It didn't really fully make sense to me storyline wise. It just kind of felt like it was placed in there. It didn't really have significance to the saga. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not a movie I would choose to watch again.
I mean, it was a Star Wars story. I mean, that's what they called it, but it was not a good one. I'll tell you that. I'm going to have to agree with Nicole. I do not enjoy Solo. That is my number 11 on this list.
Yeah.
So
we don't really have too much to say about that movie. It's just not our favorite. Okay, should we move on to the 10th spot then?
Sure. Why don't you go ahead and tell us your 10th
favorite? Okay, I already know right off the bat we're going to split. So, my number 10 is The Phantom Menace.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I know you're fond of that movie, so you want me to explain it first, or do you want to say yours?
Yeah, go ahead and explain it, and then I'll say mine.
Okay. The Phantom Menace. Let me just start off by saying that The Phantom Menace and Hereforth, like, none of the movies are bad. Like, I enjoy each movie, and I would sit down and watch it again. But it's just the amount of times that I would actually choose to watch it. So, like, I don't think that The Phantom Menace is a bad movie. I just personally, there are some parts where it just gets really, really boring for me and, compared to the other movies. So,
okay,
that's why I have it down there.
That makes sense. Okay, so my 10th favorite Star Wars movie is The Last Jedi.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I really did not enjoy The Last Jedi. I felt like...
Really?
No, I don't like it, like, at all. Wow. I don't know what about it. It was just so, like, meh, you know? Like, compared to The Force Awakens and the Rise of Skywalker, it was just meh to me. So that's why it's very low
on my list. I can see where you're coming from. It's a very low ranking, but
it is a low ranking.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to say?
No, it's just... Yeah. I mean, I have nothing else to say about it.
Okay, so should we move on to number 9?
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to number 9.
Okay, you go first this time.
Oh, you want me to go first? I feel like a lot of people are going to hate me for this.
I know, me
but
too.
My number 9th is Return of the Jedi.
What? Really?
So, yeah. I just didn't enjoy the storyline very much. It's not something that I would want to rewatch voluntarily over and over again. I'd rather watch, like, Empire Strikes Back or something else.
Wow. One of the OG movies. I'm actually impressed.
Impressed?
I am impressed by your courage to rank it that low.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
But honestly,
I know. Disclaimer, if you hate me for this, I can understand why.
Yeah. No, It's fine. Because honestly, what I'm about to say is going to shock a lot of people as well. So, okay, so are you ready for my number 9?
I think I am.
I don't think you are.
Okay.
You're going to hate me. But, okay, my number 9 is Rogue One.
No! Really?
Yeah. Okay, I was contemplating on this a lot. But do you want me to explain myself?
Yeah, please explain.
Okay. As far as, like, the movie itself, it's a beautifully put together movie. The visuals are great. The music is great. The storyline is, like, fine. But the reason why I have it ranked so low is just because it's not something that I go back to watch often. Just because until, like, a little over halfway through the movie, I don't really care about it all that much. Like, just me personally, I don't really care about the storyline, and it doesn't really kick off toward like the very end with like the battle and everything. And so for me, okay, I don't personally enjoy watching the movie as much, but I do think it's a great movie though. So
okay, that's I see where you're coming okay from, but I don't want to agree with you.
I have a strong feeling that Brynn is gonna rank Rogue One at like the top of his list, or like toward the top. Something like that.
Yeah, alrighty. Okay. Are we ready to rank our number 8 movie?
Yeah, is it my turn to go first again?
Yeah, you can go first. Okay.
My number 8 is Attack of the Clones.
That's not surprising. Mine's pretty low on the list too.
So, okay, but I ranked it higher than Rogue One, and I'm going to explain that. And basically, it's just because for me, Attack of the Clones, I stay more entertained by the storyline. That's just me personally. I feel like the movie moves a lot faster, and there's a lot of memorable parts from it, and I don't know. I don't think the movie is terrible, like a lot of people do. A lot of people rank it at, like, number, like, 11 at the bottom, but, like, I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah. So I see where you're coming from. All right, are we on number 8? All right, yes. So my number 8, everyone's going to hate me for this, is A New Hope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Actually, you're not too far off from
mine. Yeah, so basically, there's just something about it that it doesn't really kick off until, like you said, it doesn't kick off until, like, near the end with the battle. And even then, it's just, like, of course it's the first movie, so it's not, like, the best, but, like, it's still fine. It's still, like, better than The Last Jedi or whatever.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I do think that A New Hope starts off very slowly, but the fact that it was the first one and everything is what makes it, like, good for me.
Yeah.
You know, and all the music. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I get that ranking. Okay, should we move on to number 7?
Yeah, so is it my turn to go first?
Yes. All right,
my number 7 was Attack of the Clones.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, yeah, ours are, like, right next to each other, pretty in between. Because I kind of agree with Nicole. Like, it's a good storyline, I think is what you said. I honestly forget. But, like, it's a good storyline, but it's just, like,
like, fast-moving.
Yeah, it's fast-moving and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's why it's number 7 on my list.
I find that funny because my number 7 is actually A New Hope.
Oh.
So ours are just
flipped in the
two spots. I personally enjoyed A New Hope a little bit better than Attack of the Clones just because, you know, it's the original.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
Yeah. Feelings. That's what started off this podcast, essentially.
Yeah. Okay, so is it my turn for number 6 then?
Yeah.
Okay, so number 6, I have Return of the Jedi.
Oh, wow.
As it is episode 6.
I hope you didn't do that because it's episode 6.
No. I just realized that right now. Oh. I mean, I don't really have too much explanation to do. I guess it's not my most favorite movie of all time, obviously. Because similar to a lot of the other movies, it starts off pretty slow. And, like, I don't know. I mean, the Endor scene is really, it's, like, cool, but I don't know. For some reason, the whole storyline with, like, them and the Ewoks,
you have to admit the Ewoks are so cute.
No, they are. They are. I have no problem with that. It's just, like, I felt like it was a very long, drawn-out, like, Ewok battle, you know, and everything like that.
Yeah.
I just felt, I don't know, I would get bored at some points. Like, for example, when Leia was with the Ewoks and things like that, I just personally didn't care for it all that much. But there are really good scenes, like Darth Vader and Luke at the end and, you know, finding out that they're brother and sister, you know, things like that.
Well, and, like, in the throne room of the Emperor on the Death Star, like, that's a good scene.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
When
so that's Emperor's, why I
when the
fire.
Emperor supposedly dies.
Yeah, of course. All right, your turn.
All right, so number six for me is The Force Awakens.
Oh, wow.
So I actually really enjoyed it. I think, like, because it was the first Star Wars movie JJ directed, so I feel like obviously it could have done better, and so I think maybe that was just like a warm-up almost for him. But I thought it was a really good movie. The storyline was great, the visual effects were good, of course the music was good. Was it March of the Resistance? That's a really good one. Yeah, right. All of that's good. There was just like a ton of confusion, of course, that went in like to Rey's parents, who Snoke was, who Maz Kanata was. Like, I've heard like so many rumors and theories, but you know, it is what it is. So I think that was part of the reason I ranked it low, is because I found a lot of confusion in it. But I would rewatch it again. It definitely is a good movie to rewatch.
Yes, yeah, for me as well.
Yeah.
That was your number six, right?
Yeah.
Okay, is it number five now?
Yeah, so is that my turn to get... Mm-hmm. Okay, so my number five was The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, hey, wow.
So, I thought it's a really good movie. Yeah, it's a good movie, is what I'm trying to say. But, I just... Especially in the beginning, it's really good. But as a... During, like, the training scenes, I just thought it, like, is kind of boring. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not a huge fan of the boring scenes. But, like... Cloud City's fine, all that's fine, but I'm just not a huge fan of training on Dagobah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying too, because I have like the same reasoning. Basically, I think that the movie starts off strong and then it goes weak and then it gets stronger again. It's like
Just that like one weak spot that kind of ranked it a little bit lower than I would have liked to rank it.
But I mean, I feel like a lot of people rank Empire at their number one just because like they remember how amazing it was back then, but you have to remember that we have a ton of other movies now to choose from as well. And like, although it was a great movie, I think that a lot of people rank it because of the reveal, but like other than that, I don't know.
Oh, because
it's not like my
favorite. No, I am your father, that that reveal.
Yeah, that one. So yeah, I get where you're coming from. Okay, it's my turn. This one, okay, we're in the top five. From here on out, my ranking was very hard for me. But
same.
I did it, so.
I think last night when we were making these rankings, let's just say that I was having a panic attack of which ones I would choose.
Oh yeah, me too, for sure.
I was like switching. I was like, do I really want my number one to be my number one? But I'm gonna get so much hate. So then what if I change it? Like all that was going
through. Yeah, you haven't
mind,
mentioned the Phantom Menace yet. So it has to be in the top four. But anyway, so yeah, this one, I didn't originally think it was going to be this high on my list, but then the more and more that I thought about it last night, the more and more I realized I actually did enjoy this movie. And so my number five is The Last Jedi.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
okay. Wow.
I know that you're not a big fan of the movie, but I personally didn't think it was an awful movie. There were things in it that I was surprised by that I didn't expect would happen, but it didn't make me dislike the movie. And for what it was worth, I loved the amount of detail that went into it, the visuals that went into it, the storyline,
I mean,
the connections.
I do agree.
Like the whole,
I like that a lot.
The whole Rey and Kylo connection thing was literally like the best part of the film for me.
But that was the weirdest part, I thought. So it just kind of like confused me in some ways.
I mean,
but
yeah, it
I get where you're coming from. It was confusing,
but, like, a lot of things were answered in the Rise of Skywalker movie, which is why it made me love it more. Because I rewatched the Rise of Skywalker last night, and just, it kind of made me realize how much I did enjoy The Last Jedi, just because of how the movies connected together. So, like the three movies over the trilogy.
So maybe, like, The Rise of Skywalker was just, like, a continuation of The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Like, to make it better. Okay, I see where you're coming from.
That's just me. I personally enjoyed it. It's not my number one, but I liked The Last Jedi.
Yeah. All right, we're getting into the top couple of rankings here. It's your turn for number four.
So number four is Empire Strikes Back. And so yours was number five.
Okay.
Mine's number four. I don't know. I mean, pretty much the same explanation that you gave. You know, starts off strong, kind of gets a little bit weaker, and then stronger again. But overall, it was a great film. Yeah. So don't think that I dislike it by putting it at number four. This was a very hard list to make. So.
It definitely was very hard to make.
That's my number four.
Definitely. Okay, so just to let you know, before I continue, so there were different, I loved all the top four movies the same, almost. There was just different aspects that I liked more. So maybe my number three movie has, something different that I like, but the number four movie has something different that I like, but I like them equally. They just have different things that I enjoyed.
Yeah, that's how I feel about my top three as well.
So my number four is Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
So I will let you know, the visual effects were incredible. The music was incredible. Mm-hmm. The storyline was amazing. There was just, I don't really know why I ranked it number four, but it's just like, I don't know. There was something about it that I loved, but also this is so stupid, but I got, like, really, really sad when they killed Mace Windu because I was such a fan of him, and so that kind of ranked it a little bit lower for me, but I do enjoy the movie. Don't get me wrong. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
I definitely would rewatch it again and again.
I could kind of get where you're coming from. I think it falls back underneath the category of, like, sometimes it just gets a little bit slower paced, but then it jumps right back into it again.
Yeah, so kind of like,
but not as slow an as Empire the, Strikes but like Back. Not as slow as the other movies, though. It's just like little parts.
Yeah.
I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we on number three?
Okay. We are on number three, and I think it's my turn to go, which is
Alrighty.
So, like I said, I like all these movies almost the same. So, my number three is The Rise of Skywalker.
Okay.
So, like I said, love the movie. Love everything about it. The visual effects, all the nostalgia to back to the originals, which I know ranked lower, but, like, I still love the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
The music, like, everything. I loved everything. But, I mean, this was hard. This list was hard for me, so it's just the top two, there are other factors that I think I liked more than The Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good. I definitely understand your point of view on that. So we're on number three. Okay. So my number three is The Force Awakens. So I don't remember where you ranked it on your list. I want to say it was like six or something.
Number six. Yeah, number six.
So, I actually really enjoyed The Force Awakens. I don't really know what it was about it. I know that a lot of people think it copied from A New Hope, but, like, I really enjoyed it. It was the one movie where, you know, all three main characters were in it, so, like, Han was there as well, and I thought that was really cool.
Oh, the original three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the storyline was just really good, and I just remember coming out of that movie with a lot of questions, but, yeah, like, it wasn't necessarily a bad thing, it just got me excited about Star Wars, and I even bought, like, a t-shirt from it or whatever. I don't know. I just thought it was a really good movie, and it was pretty fast paced. Like, not as fast as some other movies, but it was pretty fast paced.
Yeah.
So
I see where you're coming from there.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I can see where you're coming from. They're all great.
Okay, okay, so is it number two now?
We are on number two.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, well, I might have a guess.
Yeah.
You're not going to guess?
No, I said I might have a guess, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay. Well, so based off of which one I say is going to be, you're going to know my number one, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so my number two is The Rise of Skywalker.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh.
So you had yours at number three. I put it above The Force Awakens just because...
Me,
this movie, like, literally was so great. For me personally.
It blew me away. Yeah.
I'm like, we already did a, the previous podcast that we did, episode two, we went over The Rise of Skywalker. So everyone already knows how much I love this movie, but I don't know. It was just, it felt right for me. It felt like a perfect ending.
It was a natural ending. Yeah.
And like,
it was like a pleasantly satisfying ending.
The music, the references, the visuals, the sound effects, just everything coming together, and just the little tiny moments in there that just referred back to other films. I loved it all. And this was my number two movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so I guess it's my number two movie.
I'm so intrigued.
Which, both of these movies people did not enjoy to the fullest. So, there you go. So, my number two movie is The Phantom Menace.
Okay. Okay.
So, I'm one of the, like, I'm one of, like, 1% who actually loved this movie. And it's because it was, like, the politics part of it was, like, a new way of Star Wars. Because they had never done, like, a political, like, it wasn't even that political of a movie. It was just, like, little bits and pieces. But, like, that I like enjoyed that. And then also one time I was watching it on a plane, and I was watching the racing scene, and that stressed me out, by the way. But like everything about this movie, it was so different, which is what I really enjoyed about it. But like, I know a lot of people didn't enjoy it because it was mm-hmm. different.
That's how I feel like a lot of people feel about the Rise of Skywalker, The Last Jedi. Is because it was different. So you have people who like it and people who don't.
Like, the Last Jedi was a different I didn't really enjoy, but The Phantom Menace was a different that I really enjoyed
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Yeah, so I guess you and I are kind of like the opposites on those two movies then.
Yeah.
So.
Yep,
and then that
much.
Leaves us with our number one spot. So by process of elimination, we already know what each other's number one is, but...
Yep, so my number one is Rogue One. It's just, like, something about this movie, like, it's, in a way, like, so nostalgic, in a way, because it's, like, pre-nostalgia, because it brings back memories from, like, the original, like, with the Death Star, and with everything, and I love that. And then, of course, the music is incredible. The visual effects are amazing, and I loved that they did the battle on, oh, I forget what the planet's called, but the beach planet.
Yeah.
I love that a lot. It was really pretty and interesting to watch. And I loved just like hope, like that the rebels are built on hope. Like that whole deal, I love that a lot.
Yeah, no, I definitely...
So that's why I ranked it my number one.
Yeah, no, I definitely get why you would rank that at number one. I definitely think that the visuals were fantastic in that movie and the references... unfortunately for me, I just wasn't too into the storyline, but that's just me,
yeah.
So.
You know, when I had the flu back in December, I like rewatched this movie a lot of times just cause I had the time and I really enjoyed the movie a lot.
Yeah. No, that's totally understandable.
It's definitely, it's high because I do enjoy it and it's definitely rewatchable for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so that leaves me with my number one, which is, of course, Revenge of the Sith.
yes.
Which I feel like is actually not too uncommon. I feel like it's fairly common. Like, I've watched a lot of rating videos, and a lot of people actually put this movie at number one. Either that or Empire. So I feel like it's not as mm-hmm. rare as people think it is. But no, I've always loved this movie.
I know. You love that movie, and it's a good movie.
I really do love this movie. Like, I was kind of contemplating, because after I saw The Rise of Skywalker, I actually thought that that might be my number one spot, and I was contemplating on which one it should be. But then I kind of decided that Revenge of the Sith is always just going to be my number one, and there's nothing that can really top it, just because, like, I don't know, just people hate the acting. I love it. I love the drama.
I think that's what makes it different in a good way. I know I ranked my number four, so that's, like, kind of down, mm-hmm. but, like, also not. But, like, I love that, like, Hayden Christensen played his character so well. I think he portrayed him really mm-hmm. well. Like, even though it was meant to be, like, a complaining character or whatnot, whatever the people say, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, I don't know, I really enjoyed the storyline. Like, some people think it's kind of weird, but, like, I enjoyed the descent into Darth Vader. And part of it, too, is just from, like, you know, the build-up over the trilogy, like, from Attack of the Clones and things like that. But, like, I just love how it all gets pieced together in the end, which is the same reason why I love The Rise of Skywalker, because it all gets pieced together in the end. But I think I just like Revenge of the Sith a little bit more. And I tend to watch this movie a lot.
Yeah, same with me in Rogue One, and surprisingly, The Phantom Menace. When I first watched it, I remember watching it a long time ago when I was younger, but I rewatched it last year, and there's something about it that I just love so much. So it's, like, high on my rewatchability list, and I don't understand why. The only criticism I have is Jar Jar Binks, and that's, like, everyone's criticism on it.
Yeah. Well, what can you do about that?
Yeah.
No.
But other than that, great movie for me. And Rogue One, again, great movie.
Maybe I should just rank The Rise of Skywalker at number one just because of Babu Frick. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not against that. I wouldn't object to that. But it's your ranking, so
no, I'm just kidding.
You do what you want.
Okay, well, that's kind of funny, though, because your number one and two are my nine and ten. So...
Yeah, so, wow. Like, me and Nicole are totally opposites, but, like, we both see where each other are coming mm-hmm. from with our decisions.
Yeah, I feel like our middle was similar, but not exact.
Yeah, like, A New Hope and Attack of the Clones, we just flipped mm-hmm. them, stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, I guess that concludes today's episode. I think tomorrow we might do our music episode, I'm not sure mm-hmm. when. We'll do that one, but that might be a longer one. It might even be separated into two parts just because all the music is just amazing.
Yeah. So are we going to do like top 15 songs or something like that?
So yeah, last night we were thinking that maybe in one of the segments of the music episode, we could rank like our top whatever number songs from all of Star Wars. I think that would be like a good, mm-hmm. that could just be an episode on its own. And then maybe in another future episode, we could just talk about just all the music in general.
Yeah.
And like how we love it so much.
Like the scenes and moments.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good.
So, yeah. Well, thank y'all for listening to today's episode.
Please don't hate us.
Make sure to go check out. Yeah, please don't hate us yet. But make sure to check out our previous two episodes where we go in-depth about The Rise of Skywalker. We have a spoiler-free version and a version with spoilers. And I guess that is the end of this episode. Make sure to stay safe, and we will see you in the next episode. All right, goodbye.
Bye.